John Muir Laws is a naturalist from down on the peninsula. He'll be visiting Sonoma tomorrow evening to talk about how to think like a naturalist. So now that we have you here on the phone, let's start with that. How do you think like a naturalist?
The first part of it, I would say, is to give yourself opportunities and excuses to actually get out into nature. We spend so much of our time now locked indoors or looking at a screen that our opportunities for a connection with nature are smaller and smaller. You don't need to go out to a national park. Just take 5 minutes out of your day, step outdoors, and breathe clean air. Or spend 10 minutes in a little local park. Those give you opportunities to spend quality time with a tree or as deep in nature as you can get access to.
So how much of it is just about focus and concentration then?
That's going to be a critical part of it. I think that the most important thing is training yourself how to pay attention, how to focus your mind on what's in front of you instead of other sorts of distractions. How can you train your attention so that when you are there in nature, you can really be present with that experience? The first step is focusing your attention. The second step is training yourself to ask questions, how to be more curious about what you're seeing. Once you have observations coming in to your senses, you want to intentionally start to pay attention to what is it that is new to you here, what is it that you didn't know, what do you wonder about. We often suppress those sorts of questions because there's a little bit of vulnerability there in what we're not an expert about. But if you allow yourself to explore that, all sorts of rich, interesting thoughts and ideas emerge. And there are some ways that you can be really intentional about increasing your own personal degree of curiosity.
I guess one of the basic questions, even in a familiar place, is what's different since last time I was here?
That's absolutely right. There's a place that you regularly take a walk, begin to notice those changes. Interestingly enough, though, our human minds are not very good at picking up changes that happen slowly and progressively. And so one way that you can help yourself see that is to start to take notes. Write down, ideally using both drawing, sketching, as well as writing, to describe what you encounter in a place. That not only helps you remember that experience, but it also gives you a record that you can compare. Am I seeing this flower coming into bloom earlier or later than last year? Or just even a few months ago, what was happening in this place? Having a document of that, a naturalist journal, is one of the most effective tools in a naturalist's kit.
These sound like tips that could be applied to virtually all ages.
These practices of getting out into nature, exploring, journaling together, learning to look deeply and to observe, to train ourselves to inquire about it, it's just fun. It's fun for kids. It's fun for grown-ups. It's just a way of helping yourself be more alive in the moment. There's no age criteria for that.
John Muir Laws, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us here today on KRCB.
Thank you, sir.